The David and Gladys Wright House in Phoenix's Arcadia neighborhood is back on the market. The owner, Zach Rowling, is listing the house for nearly $13 million. It's become a bit of a lightning rod in the area, as neighbors have complained about potential uses for the Frank Lloyd Wright-designed house, including as an event space. The most recent idea was to donate it to Taliesin West, but those plans fell through. Joining me to talk more about this is Catherine Rager, senior housing journalist for the Arizona Republic. And Catherine, let's start with the multi-million-dollar question here. Why is Rowling selling?
It's the $12.95 million question. You know, in June, both Rowling and then the Taliesin School came out and said the deal they had been working on for a year to raise money and for Taliesin to essentially get the school and use it for different functions and for classes wasn't going to work out, that they were going separate ways, friendly, and the Taliesin people were, well, you know, had wanted it to work, but I think the different fundraising got confused and it just wasn't working out. And at that time, we didn't hear anything from the owner of the home. He was out of the country. And then all of a sudden, over the weekend, it was put on the market.
Now, this house has obviously had its share of controversy since the last sale in terms of what was going to happen with it. A lot of neighbors in that area were not real thrilled with it being an event space or anything like that. Do you think that had anything to do with the fact that it's looking to change hands again?
You know, it definitely had some neighbors, some very affluent neighbors who were unhappy with it becoming a commercial venture of any kind that would bring more traffic into the area. And they opposed that. It's had quite a history since Zach bought it and the previous owner had wanted to tear it down. And, you know, Zach paid $2.3 million. And that was during the recession, but didn't tear it down, and lots of plans. And again, the neighbors, some very affluent neighbors, were unhappy with the thought of having more traffic, turning into a museum, something like that, and had opposed that. But then on the other side, there were also neighbors and people for the historic preservation. I thought this is a great opportunity to make this house into a cultural center that we can have events at and will help identify Phoenix's great architecture. So there are both sides on that.
Given what you know about the real estate market in town, I would imagine that there are probably a small number of buyers who could afford the price tag on this. Do you get the sense that somebody will step forward to buy it, or do you think we could be in a position that we were before where it could be in danger of being torn down?
Yeah, there is an application pending for historic preservation with the city of Phoenix. That is a big price tag on that house, and it is a small house. It's, I believe, 3 bedrooms, 4 baths. It still needs to be renovated, like electrical and some other things. Some things have been done to it. It's a big lot. It's 5.6 acres, I believe, and that is in Arcadia. There are a lot of homes for sale in Arcadia. There have been a lot of new builds, and there are homes that are, not that many, but homes that are more expensive listed in that neighborhood. I have had different people reach out to me, and they were surprised by the price, how high it was. I haven't heard from any buyers stepping up to it. I don't know if somebody would come in and try to make any of the previous proposals work and make it into some kind of museum, and I don't know how the neighbors would feel about that. But there has not been a house to sell for that in the area, so in that neighborhood.
I wonder about potential uses for it, because as you say, there had been all sorts of proposals for a commercial space, an educational space. Is this the kind of house that, I mean, I hate to say it like this, is this the kind of house that somebody could live in?
Somebody could if they wanted to, particularly if they love the architecture, spiral house. It's not very big. I think it has a 2-car carport. It's minimalist, as a lot of Frank Lloyd Wright's homes were. It's definitely high profile, and there's a lot of land there. You could do a lot of different things. It's got great views. If someone had that kind of money, they could. And we know in the luxury markets that homes are listed for a certain price, but that doesn't mean they sell for that price. Particularly, there's some pressure on the luxury market here and nationally right now on prices, that it could be a lower price, but someone comes in and just decides, hey, this is what I want to make into a great home. On the commercial side, they could come across the same contention and the same opponents in the neighborhood who don't want that, and it could be a costly battle. So very interesting little house sitting in a very pricey neighborhood with a very high price.
All right. That's Catherine Rager, the senior housing journalist with the Arizona Republic. Catherine, good to talk to you as always. Thank you.
Thank you.